إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم ومن والاه بعد. My brothers and sisters, we began with the ayat of Surah Al-Baqarah, the opening ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين ألف لام ميم ذلك الكتاب لا ريب فيه هدى للمتقين. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, began with the huruf al-muqatta'at, the meaning of which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And then Allah said that that is a book, the Quran is a book which is in which there is no doubt, and in which fihi hudalil muttaqeen, in the Quran is hidayat, is guidance for people of taqwa. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned the first quality of the people of taqwa, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. These are the people who have iman on al-ghayb. And I mentioned to you the meaning of al-ghayb and so on and so forth. Now if you look further on in the same passage, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned belief in the books that came in the Quran as well as the books that came before. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ. Right? Now, and which means, وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُوقِنُونَ, and they are people who have yaqeen on the akhirah. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already mentioned, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. The muttaqeen are the people who have iman in al-ghayb. Now, what is al-ghayb? Al-ghayb is akhirah. Al-ghayb is the akhirah. Because this dunya is not al-ghayb. This dunya we know. The akhirah is al-ghayb. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already mentioned iman in al-ghayb. What therefore is the need to say it again in a different way? وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُقِنُونَ. And Allah did not say وَبِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ يُؤْمِنُونَ. وَبِالْآخِرَةِ يُوقِنُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that they have yaqeen on the akhirah. So we understand from this that there is a difference between iman and yaqeen. These are two different things. Iman is required, but the ultimate form, the ultimate thing that is necessary is yaqeen. Now to understand the difference between iman and yaqeen, let me give you, illustrate by a couple of examples. Supposing I ask you, do you know where the US consulate is in Hyderabad? You would say yes. I say, where is it? You would say in such a place, Begumpet. Very good. And then I say, so what are you going to do? Say, what should I do? You asked me where is the consulate, I told you. And then you are asking me, so what are you doing? Doing what? I don't have to do anything. I don't need to do anything. You asked me where it is, I told you. Take a second scenario. You want to go to the US. And to go to the US, you know you have to get a visa. Right? So now, if I ask you the same question, do you know where the consulate is? Yes. So what are you doing? Oh, I've got all my papers ready. I have all the documentation. I applied for an appointment. My appointment is tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock. So now the same consulate in the same place, the same person, but and the same question, but you have a complete list. So what changed? What changed was you suddenly realized that I have to go to this consulate. You realize that this consulate is not some academic information. There is something there which I need to get from there, and I need to go there. This is the difference between iman and yaqeen. Iman is you believe that is true. Yaqeen is that we suddenly realize that I have a connection with this place. There is something I need from this place or this person, and therefore you start some action. You start some action. Now my question is that we believe in the akhirah, We believe in our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And ta'ala wa amthal, the examples are only to illustrate so that we understand. What in my life can I give as witness that I have yaqeen in the akhirah? Because the sign of yaqeen is action. Iman is iman. We are not denying the fact that there is akhirah. We are not denying that one day I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Somebody says, do you believe in this? Yeah, of course I believe in this. Right? Do you deny that you will meet Allah? Of course not. Now, why will I deny? When I am a Muslim, alhamdulillah, I believe in the akhirah. I believe that one day I will meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then you say, if this is true, what is the evidence in your life? Because the difference between iman and yaqeen is action. What is the evidence in your life that you believe this is true? If you take the lives of the Sahaba, Rizwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, if you take any of the Sahaba, you can actually see this difference. You can probably put a date on this. And that date is the day when they accepted Islam. Complete change in their lives. And change is not necessarily from bad to good. And people like Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, they never did any bad thing. They didn't drink or gamble or whatnot. They didn't do that. But despite the fact that they lived good lives, the focus of life changed. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu used to go around looking for slaves to free. Allah alam, I don't think he did that before he became Muslim. Allah knows best. But we know definitely that after he became Muslim, he used to do that. He used to free slaves. So his father told him that you free women, you free slaves who can't do anything for you. You know, some black African man from somewhere, that fellow is a stranger, he is nobody. Even if you free him, what can he do for you? So his father said to him, at least go free slaves who have some, you know, those days slavery was not like what was practiced in the US with the African slaves. Slaves were more or less free, they did things, they traded, they were slaves who were talented, they had businesses and they used to share the profits with their masters and so on. So the father of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu, he said, at least free people like that who can do something good for you, they will be there, some source of income for you and so on, and the man will probably be grateful to you. What is the good of freeing some woman who has got no, or some, you know, African guy who's got nothing behind him? So he said, I'm not doing it for what they can do for me, I'm doing it for what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give me. Same thing with Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu. If you see his life until he became Muslim, he himself said this. He said that if I had not become Muslim, I would have either died of overdose of alcohol or I would have died in a fight somewhere. You know, street brawling. But then who and what did Umar ibn al-Khattab radiallahu anhu become? Complete life change. Now, it's not my purpose here to list all the Sahaba in detail. We know the seerah and we should read, and that's the reason why it's so important to read about the lives of the Salaf Salihin, the lives of the Sahaba and the Tabi'in and so on. Because these are sources of inspiration for us. The whole point and benefit of reading biographies is that it inspires you. Because you say, okay, here also was another human being. I mean, I'm not saying, maybe you can't say with the Sahaba, they were people like us in terms of daraja with Allah. But definitely there were people like us in terms of being human. They were not malaika or something. They were not, you know, they were people like us. Because they were also human. We are also human. So they had desires. We have desires. They have needs. We have needs. They have fears. We have fears. They have hopes and aspirations. We have hopes and aspirations. So how come they brought about this enormous change in their lives, complete total life change, and then we are on the other hand struggling with some miserable thing you can't even imagine why? And to me, the reason is very simple. The reason is the difference between iman and yaqeen. They also had iman, we also have iman, alhamdulillah. They had yaqeen, Whether we have yaqeen or not is something for each one of us to examine in our own lives. I can't say about you, you can't say about me. But definitely we have to say about ourselves and ask ourselves this question and say, do I have yaqeen in the meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And if this yaqeen is there, then I must substantiate that, I must support that with data. What is the data? The data is what is in my life. My actions, the basis of my decisions, what I choose to do and what I don't choose to do, where I spend my time, where I spend my money, and so on and so forth. All of this. This is evidence either in our favor or against us. So I say I have yaqeen, I have the data to support that, alhamdulillah. I say I have yaqeen and I do not have data to support that, then we are bordering on the edge of nifaq, on the edge of being hypocritical and lying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's as simple as that. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu to give us the wisdom to understand this and to follow this in our lives and to bring about this change from what we are doing to a life which is based on yaqeen in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and yaqeen bil akhirah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya rahman.